Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This story, Larry and I talked about it off air yesterday and on air, is just chilling. What happened in North Carolina in a nursing home? Let's take you back to the report from Matt Piper from yesterday. Take a listen.
The three women are accused of running a fight ring at a North Carolina assisted living facility. They worked at the Danby House in Winston-Salem, and a report from the State Department of Health and Human Services says they never intervened when two residents with dementia were fighting. In fact, the staff took video of the fight and shared it on social media. The report says staff members can be heard yelling, "punch her in the face," and that they let the fighting happen because one of the residents, quote, always caused problems. The three women were fired after the allegations surfaced over the summer. Matt Piper, CBS News.
And they weren't the only ones fired. So was the upper management of that home. But when you look at that home and the pictures of it, it looks like a beautiful place.
And it opened the conversation of making sure that your relatives are safe and you can never be 100% sure. Joining us is Carl Zachariah, elder abuse attorney. And Carl, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
That kind of story. Go ahead, Larry.
We realize this case is very atypical, but John and I did talk about the issues, and there have been many where people, you just don't know what's going on, and you should. What can you do to protect your relatives to be vigilant?
Yeah, I think that's the thing. You just have to be vigilant. You have to, you know, check in on them, have somebody check in on them. I always wondered about the use of, you know, some of these cameras we have now, these Wi-Fi cameras that you can, place on the shelves of things. I wonder if those could be used somehow. You got to keep an eye on your parents or wherever they are.
But I guess the question becomes, you know, from a standpoint, Carl, of watching over your relatives, you trust the place. You picked the place because you trust it, and you trust they're going to take care of your relative. I mean, how much paranoia should there realistically be?
Well, I think I don't live my life with too much paranoia, but I'm also keep my eyes open. So the first sign of checking on mom and she's got a black eye or she's got something physically not right with her, that's a warning sign and needs to be looked into.
You know, it's one thing in a regular unit of a nursing home where people are old and they need care. But in this case, and in so many that we've heard, the patient is not capable of being reliable in giving information. In this case, it was a dementia ward. And you don't know what to believe when your relative says, you know, this happened to me.
Yeah. It's especially difficult with dementia. I mean, there's a syndrome called sundowners.
Right.
And some people who get sundowners, they can become very violent when the sun goes down.
Is that right? I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I had one client years ago, when the sun went down, he liked to chase women around. I don't think he would know what to do if he caught them, like he would when he was much younger. But yeah, it's a bad thing. It's sundowners, and it's they need to have treatments for it.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
Well, you know, we're unfortunately seeing this with my mother-in-law, who has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and if she calls on the phone late in the day or in the early evening hours, she's extremely combative. And we've been told by the doctors, this is sundowners. Well, if you are seeing people having those issues and you're a staff member, you can see how they might take advantage of that. But again, yeah. You know, you can't be there 24/7.
No. Yeah, on a somewhat related note, I've had many cases where an elderly person who appears extraordinarily competent will tell me that a loved one is stealing from them.
Right.
And I said, well, maybe we should talk to the district attorney. Should we do that? Talk about pressing charges? And they say, I think we should. So before we do that, tell me about the money they're taking. Well, they liquidated my life insurance policies with MetLife. So before we do that, let's call MetLife. And so we called MetLife. The policies are there. There's been no activity for 15, 20 years. And I don't know where that comes from, but they have this belief. It seems to be very common.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. We don't want to throw all his caregivers under the bus because they deal with a lot on a daily basis, but it's a fine line when it would tip over into some type of abuse. But it's a tremendous challenge for families, and I feel for John and his wife and so many others. But what do you recommend just to stay vigilant, I guess, is the basic and starting point.
I think you have to. I mean, the point I was just trying to make with the financials, that, I mean, sometimes people with dementia will make accusations that are not correct. They're not factual, but they're their beliefs. So I think, you know, if you have a loved one who has some physical signs of bruising, injuries, and then you really need to investigate that. And if it turns out improperly, contact the authorities and move them somewhere else.
Carl Zachariah, elder abuse attorney. We appreciate your time and expertise this morning, Carl. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a lovely day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.